Chapter 14. Jennifer Morgue. We ride down to the abyssal plain in silence, doing our best to barricade each other out of our minds. The journey down actually takes nearer to 3 hours than one. There's a lengthy pause in the darkness of the bathypelagic zone, a kilometer down, while Ramona stretches and twists in strange exercises she's learned for adapting to the pressure. Her joints make cryptic popping noises as she moves, accompanied by brief stabbing pains. It's almost pitch black outside our ring of lights, and at one point she unstraps herself from the seat and swims over to the edge of the platform to relieve herself, still tethered by the umbilical hose that pumps warm water through her suit. Looking out into the depths, her eyes adjust slowly. I can see a cluster of faint reddish pinpricks swimming at the edge of visibility. There's something odd about her eyes down here, as if their lenses are bulging and she can see further into the red end of the spectrum. By rights, she ought to be as blind as a bat. From the sounds these sea creatures are making, they're some sort of shrimp, luminescent and torpid as they feed on the tiny scraps of biomass raining down from the illuminated surface like oceanic dandruff. The water down here is frigid. If Ramona didn't have the heated suit, she'd likely freeze to death before she could surface again. She messes with a pair of vents near her chin, and a tepid veil of warm water flows across her face, smelling faintly of sulfur and machine oil. "Let's get this over with," she mutters as a weird itching around her gills peaks and begins to subside. "If I stay down here much longer, I'll begin to change." She says it with a little shudder. She fastens herself back into the control chair and throws the lever to resume our descent. After an interminable wait, there's a loud clang that rattles through the platform. "Aha!" She glances round. The descent rollers have just passed a football-shaped bulge in the pipe painted with the white numerals 100. "Okay, time to slow down." Ramona hits the brakes and we slide over another football numbered 90, then 80. They're counting down meters, I realize, indicating the distance to go until we hit something. I feel Ramona working my jaws remotely. It's most unpleasant. My mouth tastes as if something died in it. "Nearly there," she tells the technician, who's taken Billington's place during the boring part of the descent. "Should be seated on the docking cone in a couple of minutes." She squeezes the brake lever some more. 30 meters. "What's our altitude?" The technician checks a screen that's out of my line of sight.
40 meters above ground zero, 170 degrees out by 225 meters.
"Okay." We've slowed to a crawl. Ramona squeezes the brake lever again as the 10-meter football creeps past, climbing the pipe string. The brakes are hydraulically boosted. The grab she's sitting on weighs as much as a jumbo jet, and the big rollers overhead groan and squeal against the pipe string, scraping away the paint to reveal the gleam of titanium graphite composite segments. No expense is spared. That stuff is usually used for building satellites and space launchers, not drilling pipes that are going to be cut apart once they've been hauled back up to the surface. I watch as Ramona frowns over a direction indicator and carefully uses another lever to release water to the directional control jets, shoving the platform round until it's lined up correctly with the docking cone below. Then she releases the brake again, just enough to set us gliding down the final stretch. The pipe flares out to 3 times its previous diameter, then stops being a pipe. There's an enormous conical plug dangling from the drill string, point uppermost, with flanges that lock into a tunnel on the underside of the platform's harness, like Satan's own butt plug. We drop steadily, and the rollers are pushed outwards by the cone until the harness locks into place around the cone.
"Okay, securing the grab now," Ramona comments, and throws the final lever.
There's an uneven series of bangs from below the deck as hydraulic bolts slide into place, nailing us to the end of the pipe.
"You want to begin steering us over to the target zone?"
"Make sure you're secured in your seat," the tech advises her, whispering in my ear. "Visual check. Are your wards contiguous?"